Dreamscape presents Murder in the East End by Jennifer Ashley, narrated by Anne-Marie Piazza. Chapter 1. February 1882.
He's asking for you, Mrs. H.
Ordinarily, these words, spoken by a lad called James, the son of my dear friend Daniel McAdam, would give me a flutter of pleasant anticipation. I hadn't spoken to Daniel in several long weeks, as he had been travelling this time to Ireland. Tonight, however, Daniel would have to wait. The kitchen of the Mount Street house where I was cook boiled with activity, the oven hot as a blacksmith's forge as I turned out meats, puddings and tasty sauces as quickly as my assistant Tess and I could make them. The odours of roasted flesh and burned sugar competed with that of boiling vegetables and sautéed fish. I'd recruited Charlie, the boy who tends the fires, to help with peeling and chopping. Maids and footmen streamed to and fro, and Elsie, the scullery maid, washed dishes with the vigour of a sailor swabbing down a deck. "He is most inconvenient, your father," I called to James as I ladled pan juices over a roasted duck on a platter and arranged boiled new potatoes around me. "Please tell him Mrs. Bywater decided to host a supper ball, of all things, with half a week's notice. A great part of Mayfair is upstairs now, trying to waltz in what's meant to be the parlour. Food must flow," Mrs. Bywater said, "as though I'm a fish and chips man." I slammed the spoon back into the pan and shoved it at Elsie, who fled with it to the scullery. James took no offence.